This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Louisiana Senator David Vitter. He joins me now to offer his thoughts on the latest developments concerning that growing oil slick off the Louisiana Gulf Coast. And Senator, it's great to have you with us.
Thank you, Greg, very much.
Well, we got an update from one of your congressional colleagues yesterday, Congressman Scalise, who said there seemed to be a few different ideas about how possibly there could be a successful capping of this ruptured oil well so far beneath the surface of the Gulf. Any more progress on that today?
Well, there are lots of ideas. Problem is none of them have worked yet, but we're pushing, of course, and hopefully that'll change. The efforts to mobilize the shutoff valves at the bottom of the Gulf have not worked. Those should have been shut off automatically. Obviously, there was some massive failure, and they've been sending underwater robots since the event to try to shut them off. That hasn't worked. Plan B is building large domes to cover the leakage area on the floor of the Gulf and then pipe or vacuum that product up to the surface and so control the flow. Those large boxes or domes are almost complete, and they could start deploying those within a few days. That technology has been used before, but never at this depth, 5,000 feet. And then plan C is to drill a relief well to relieve the pressure, stop the flow that way, and also to cement in this well. Unfortunately, that will take 60 to 90 days.
We're talking with Louisiana Senator David Vitter. And, Senator, in terms of containing the oil that's already been leaked up to the surface of the Gulf, we've heard all sorts of different ideas there, from putting out booms. There was briefly talk of setting a controlled fire to burn it off as effectively as possible. What's the strategy seemingly going forward on that front?
Well, a lot of different things are being used in different areas depending on the nature of the slick in that area, the thickness, et cetera. A lot of effort right now is on coastline and marsh protection as the oil moves toward land. It was not effectively contained in a manageable area right after the spill. I have a lot of questions about whether that would have been possible and if someone missed the boat. Clearly that did not happen. So now it's a very large area moving toward land. And there are very detailed developed plans developed by our local Louisiana parishes in conjunction with state government to protect the coastline, particularly inlet access into the marsh, and to protect the marsh. And those plans are being executed as we speak, depending on where exactly the oil is moving.
Senator, it probably shouldn't surprise too many people that politics has been injected into this recovery and other processes going on to try and minimize the damage caused by this leak.
Right.
One of which, of course, has been different versions of assessing what kind of performance the federal government's had. Some say they had a very late start, that they restricted certain ideas in terms of trying to contain the flow, including the one I mentioned earlier about setting a controlled fire on the surface of the Gulf. Others say they've done a relatively good job. What's been your experience?
I think everybody across the board started off a little slow. I do think that has ramped up very significantly, and the effort across the board now is far more aggressive. In particular, I applaud the president appointing Thad Allen, a Coast Guard commandant, who is down here for Hurricane Katrina. He is extremely competent, extremely no-nonsense, and he has really good experience in the area from Hurricane Katrina. So I think that action in particular about 48 hours ago has made a big positive difference.
We've also heard repeatedly, of course, that ever since the Exxon Valdez disaster, whoever is the company responsible for the leak pays the bill for the cleanup, and that's BP in this case. Now we're hearing that there's a certain cap on the amount that they would have to pay, and there are certain members of Congress looking to instantly increase that quite a bit, up to about $10 billion. What's your sense on that front?
Well, I think this case is going to be a very interesting test case, and we're going to have to see what this entire response costs. If it costs a lot more than that cap, I think we need to look at that because clearly they are the responsible party. But I think we have a lot to learn in terms of what happened and what all of this ongoing response costs.
Senator, in terms of the economic impact, we've heard about the fishermen and the shrimpers that obviously are kind of restricted in what they can do right now, to say the least. What's the economic toll at this point, and how can that situation be adjusted so that all these folks maybe aren't without work as long as this crisis continues?
Right. Well, they are bearing the brunt of that right now, and it's really tragic. We're trying to get as many of those folks hired into the effort to protect the coast as possible to give them work and a paycheck to offset the fact that a lot of them have completely lost their livelihood for the time being. Beyond that, the other devastating hit is if the country and Congress has a knee-jerk reaction to this in terms of domestic drilling. That could be a devastating hit, bad for the country, in my opinion, certainly bad for states like Louisiana. To his credit, President Obama has been pretty measured so far and has not called for any immediate moratorium or any dramatic shutdown of new or existing activity. And I hope that continues.
Senator, last question before we let you run. Any sort of timetable or goals by, say, week's end or this time next week?
No, the big question, Greg, is the one you started with, stopping the flow. And nobody knows exactly when that's going to happen or how it's going to happen. That will determine a whole bunch of things, including the nature and extent of damage.
Well, we look forward to reporting good news on that front very soon and then the cleanup to follow. Thank you, sir, as always, very much for being
Thank
with
you,
us.
Thank you, Greg.
Louisiana Senator David Vitter joining us from Louisiana. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily.